Hello, this is Susan from Viva Live Music. Getting so excited about the royal wedding. It's taking place on Friday, and now visibly we are seeing some of the preparations that are going on. The rehearsal of the military was, by all accounts, unbelievable. One of our clients is on Buckingham Gate, and they took photographs of the horses going by, which was spectacular. We've also seen signs inside the abbey of the florists bringing in trees and flowers to decorate the abbey. But one thing that we haven't seen or heard is the preparation that's going on for the actual ceremony with the musicians. As we know, there is going to be the choir and also an orchestra. I have no idea if there are going to be any soloists or celebrities like Elton John singing. No idea about that. And until tomorrow morning, we don't know what the order of service is going to be in the Abbey. But be rest assured, all of the musicians have been rehearsing for this for weeks. It isn't as visible as the military because it's in within closed walls. But this is something that I wanted to discuss because occasionally I have clients and people that I meet at business events that say, well, how can you charge X amount for a harpist who's only here for playing for 3 hours with breaks? Well, actually, what you're doing is paying for the rehearsals that you don't see, all of the preparation, the person travelling to the venue, the person liaising with the client and working out a playlist, perhaps sourcing material, all of the rehearsal, and also all of those years that they have spent getting to a very high standard. You don't say to a surgeon, oh, you need to be paid the minimum wage because you're only working a certain number of hours. In fact, there is an unbelievable amount of training that goes on to get the skill for that, plus the fact the preparation and the planning for a particular surgical operation. So in the same way for musicians, there's a lot that goes on behind the scene, a lot of preparation, a lot of hard work, and we will be able to see on Friday when we watch the television, when we watch the ceremony on the telly, what the outcomes of this are. Namely, that we have some of the most extraordinary musicians in the world. Aren't we lucky? And we can celebrate that along with the royal wedding. So this is Susan from Viva Live Music.